Now, having detected so much,
why is there a difference in the aspiration, because of the self-will or the will of the Divine?
It is because every form has its own limitations, its own specialities. Whatever form in which aspiration takes place, that particular form has its own specific nature. If I am in an animal form, I cannot aspire what you are aspiring in a human form. First of all, the animal mentioned with the brain, which your human body possesses, its capacities are much more than the capacities that the brain of the animal may have. So the form in which you are working, that form has its own limitations and capacities. And each form tries to manifest to the maximum that it can within the limits. If you see even an insect which is on the verge of death, the last gasp, it makes its maximum effort it makes to remain alive. The tremendous effort it makes. Every form makes tremendous effort within its own limits to manifest more than it is capable of now. Have I answered your question?
And that again means the stage of evolution?
That's right. The level at which you have evolved, depending upon the stage where you have reached, you have a more or less capacity to aspire. So once you detect in this world a process, a design, you find out that Divine has designed this world to manifest Himself, first of all very partially, then more largely, and then still further more largely. And in this process, there is a further design that aspiration comes from the form, and then the answer comes from above. It is as it were there is a carburetor, and drop by drop what is needed is supplied, and as a result of which the engine further moves. So you might say that there is in this design of the world the law of the ascent and the law of the descent. And this is constantly going on. So avatar is not only once in a while. The descent from the Divine is constantly taking place in answer to the aspiration from below. So you might say that there is a constant descent. In a sense, therefore, there is a constant descent on avatar of the Divine. But in this process, there are critical stages. Now the critical stage is reached when all that you aspire meets with such a closure, such a resistance, that it becomes difficult to get the answer from above. The form in which we are closed is not capable of receiving what is coming from above. You try your utmost, it's not sufficient to break the limits of your form. It is then that from above there is a special force which breaks that limit and becomes manifest. It is only this which we call a special avatar. Otherwise, avatar takes place every time. There is all descents, all movements in the world which are results of the answers from above are descents, are avatars. But at a critical stage in this manifestation, if there is an obstruction which is so great that by all our utmost efforts we cannot break that limitation, then there is a special force. This special descent is what is given this name of avatar.